everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Sin. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today is our instant cast for The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 13, entitled The Same Boat. We just finished watching, and yep. I think we'll both agree that it was a really good episode.
It was a great episode. Loved it.
Loved it. And just like last week, they killed a lot of people from the Saviors part of town or whatever, the Saviors group.
Yeah.
But this time, it was not as brutal and it was not as dark because they were fighting back. They were fighting for their lives.
Right.
Now, were you scared that anyone was going to die, like any of our people?
I wasn't. I knew Kara was a badass. Kara, she did a great acting job, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Great acting job.
Well, when she first started hyperventilating, I was like, dang, all this must have gotten to her. Because she was doing it before, when no one was even there. When it was just her and Maggie. So I thought she was serious. And then as it went on, I was like, you know?
I thought she was giving Maggie a heads up they were coming back.
Oh, okay. Well, and then she did something else. She said something earlier before she started the hyperventilating. She said something in like a very sweet voice. And I was like, Carol. But then I tossed it aside. Yeah. And when she started hyperventilating, I was like, oh, no. Like, this. Don't tell me this, how she's going to go out. And then I realized, no, this girl is a good actress.
She is. She's
good.
Or was she acting?
Do you think she really was hyperventilating?
No, I don't. But I mean, could Carol be being Carol before Carol was our Carol?
Could it be coming back? Could some of her old self be coming back? Is that what you mean?
No. I mean, could, which one is the act? Could a badass Carol be the act or just, you know, the sweet Carol? I'm saying that. When she was calm, nice spoken, whatever, she could have just been herself.
Okay, because we did see her baking cookies, which was the old right. Carol.
And I'm saying when she's badass Carol, time to go into action, that's when she put on a superhero uniform.
Okay. She's like the Hulk. She's David Banner when she's nice and calm, and then she's the Hulk when she needs to be, if that's the way you want to look at it.
Right.
Or any superhero, Batman or whatever, Clark Kent. Superman. I don't know. So whatever you want to look at it, she's a superhero. She's my superhero. I mean, I know I've kind of talked shit lately about Carol, and I will stick by what I've said previously, but there's no denying that she's a badass.
She is. Hello, weren't you just saying she was getting soft?
Did I say that?
Somebody said that.
I don't mind if she's getting soft. I said I didn't like her when her and Morgan were fighting or whatever, or that nonsense, but no.
Okay.
I like Carol. I like Maggie, and I'll stick with what I said last week. I was disappointed in Maggie going up there, and it looks like she's learned that lesson now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how many times are we going to see her and Glenn have a reunion? That shit has gotten old.
Yeah, you're right.
A long time ago, you know? I was scared for them a few times, but it's like, come on, y'all been doing that, getting separated since, like, at least season 4 they did it. I know they did season 4, they did season 5, they did this season 6, so I'm glad when she said, I'm done. And it's like, you just realized that now? When the lady cut her, did she cut her stomach or just the shirt?
I think she's got the shirt.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we'll find out more at next episode.
Yeah, I can't wait to rewatch it and pay closer attention to all the details. Because the lady that Carol killed first, the one that almost stabbed Maggie, she was pregnant at one point. Right? Did you hear that part?
No, I didn't hear that part.
Okay, she mentioned something about, she said something about her father, the tattoo that she had.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's what she was going to name her baby.
Oh, you're right.
So they kind of implied that maybe she was pregnant. I don't know if it was pre-apocalypse or after.
Well, she was pregnant by the guy that she barely knew.
But was that the guy that died from the arm injury or no?
Yeah.
Okay, because then the lady with the red hair, she was like, he keeps my bed warm at night. I can kill him anytime. So I've had to pay attention, like, who was with who. Was that Frankie not Frankie?
You know what? After a while, they started looking the same to me.
Oh, how?
Until they separated.
One had red hair, one had black hair.
I know, but, you know, I knew both of them were going to die. I
didn't. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, they just went in my memory like that. I'm like, okay, we're not going to see them long.
Right. In a way, I kind of felt bad for the old lady when she died. Only because she didn't get to fight. Like, as soon as she walked in, it was like, boom, you know, her friend bit her. But as she already stated earlier in the episode, she was a dead woman walking anyways.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. For this season, this probably was in the top 5.
Yeah. and great dialogue. The way they talked, it was not the Abraham type of talk or the Eugene type of talk. It was real conversation. You know, when the lady told her story to hear that she had to kill her boss and that was the first person she killed, and how she, her husband, her kids, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. And for some reason, I always enjoy it when they bring these one-off characters that are only here for in one episode.
Yeah, they do a good job with that.
They do. Really, it's like somehow they almost write the characters that are there for just an episode or two, even like even their bad guys. They're bad guys, but you want to know more because yeah. they're written so good. Like the guy from Terminus, that he was on there just a few episodes. I mean, several people from Terminus were really written.
Yeah, just
good.
A couple episodes. Yeah. When Carol had the gun pointed at her at the end, or towards the end, and she went and pulled the trigger, did you think she was going to get a jump on Carol?
Is this the lady with the red hair or the black hair?
Because
Carol
know.
Killed both of them. The one that was fighting Maggie or the other one?
The other one.
Well, she did kind of get the jump on Carol. Like, twice. I'm like, Carol, why would you let her do that to you two times? You know, so I was disappointed and I was scared that Carol was actually going to die. Only because I saw that she was on The Talking Dead tonight.
Yeah, that was a bad sign.
Yeah, but then you were like, well, if they already showed us that she's on The Talking Dead, then she's probably not going to die.
Yeah.
But you know how they already have Fear the Walking Dead? I really can see them doing like a spinoff with the Saviors or whatever. You know, all of Negan's people.
That's a good idea.
And speaking of Negan, what the hell is that all about? We're yeah. all Negan?
We find out everyone is Negan.
What is that even? I mean, that's like so cool the way they said it. Like, we're all Negan. Like, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it. But we do know there is, in fact, a Negan because Jeffrey Dean Morgan has been casted to play Negan.
Well, maybe he was casted to play one of the Negans.
Then why would they have announced that he was playing Negan?
Because he is playing Negan.
If they all call themselves Negan, I need to go back to that first episode, episode 609, I believe, when the guy's on the motorcycle, which I'm glad they brought up. The girl, one of the girls said her boyfriend was blown up or whatever.
Yeah.
But I need to go back and see how they used Negan. Like, did they use Negan as a noun or verb? Or, you know, I need to see how they used it in that sentence yeah. to be able to grasp everything. But what did you think about Rick killing him before? Like, you might as well listen to whatever he had to say.
Man, Rick did Rick. Rick, after he said he was Negan, Rick don't care what he have to say. Because that was the deal they made. I'm pretty sure Carol will tell him later that, well, all of them said they were Negan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the group. But for right now, that's what Rick came to do, and that's what he did.
Okay. Because even when the guy said he was there, he was in both places, he was there and here, and I get why Rick believed him, because the guy was there, and then now he's here.
Yeah.
But to me, when he was saying that, I'm like, it was more psychological, more symbolic than that. Like, Negan is everywhere.
Yeah.
Kind of like we're all Negan, right. Like how the girl said, how that lady said. And when the lady said it, she didn't say it in a joking manner. She said it like, we're all Negan, and maybe Negan stands for something.
Maybe. I can't wait to find out.
Never, ever.
Don't try to figure
ever
it out.
Ever. Give. I was going to say give up. Whatever. I can figure out the first three, four letters.
But in this episode, it seems like Maggie was the new Carol, or she was starting to be the new Carol.
Yeah.
Because she was cool, coming collective, the whole show.
Yeah, and you know, I have to go back and maybe pay attention to Maggie in other episodes when she's been a badass, because when she killed that man, it was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
And I know Glenn has never killed, but does that mean that was Maggie's first kill?
I think everyone's killed now.
Okay, no, but was that her first kill ever, when she killed that man?
I don't think so.
Or whoever she beat to death or whatever?
No.
Okay. Yeah, Maggie was real badass. I give it to her. The only thing I was disappointed was that she was there in the first place due to the fact that she was pregnant.
And her and Glenn just reunited.
Yes. But I do love the fact that it was pretty much an all-women episode. So yay for the girls. It was just
yeah, you're right.
It was just International Women's Day, I think, a couple of days ago. So I think they killed it. And we can pretty much hold our own show. It could be a Walking Dead women's show with all women. I'm just joking. It wouldn't be that fun. Well, I mean, it would be fun, but we still need our Daryl and our Rick and our Morgan and our Glenn. But yeah, I really enjoyed the episode. I thought it was really good. There's so many questions, but as we just said, we have to watch it again.
Yeah, we got to do a rewatch.
But we would love to hear from you guys and hear what you guys thought of the episode. I know everyone on Twitter was loving it. So hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. Or you can also write us on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. And we will podcast tomorrow night by 8 p.m. Eastern. I would say have your emails in if you're going to send one. And the episode should release Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.